Right, we're here at the IFAJ 2009 Congress, and I'm chatting with Mike Wilson of Farm Progress Companies, who is the president of IFAJ, obviously here from the United States, IFAJ being an international organization. And Mike, why don't you tell our listeners, first of all, just give them a little bit of information about what IFAJ is and why it's important for the 400 or so of agricultural journalists in the United States to be a part of it.
Well, Cindy, I can tell you that this is the first Congress that I've been to in 13 years where I haven't had jet lag, so I'm very happy about that. All of our friends are coming to visit us this time. We've been all over the world with IFAJ. Basically, IFAJ is a group of countrywide journalist organizations that are involved in agriculture. Our group is the American Agricultural Editors Association, and other countries around the world have similar groups. They range in size from 15 members to 700 members. In Germany and England, for example, there are 600 or 700 members. So they bring delegates over to our Congress this year, and last year we had a Congress somewhere else, and next year we'll be going back to Belgium. So we have a Congress every year. It's called a Congress, but we would call it an annual meeting. And we have a meeting every year, and it's a chance for ag journalists to go to different places and learn about the agriculture in those countries and to meet with other ag journalists and try to network and solve problems and talk about the issues of the day.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we found very valuable about this, is being able to really interact with our peers in other countries. And it's very enlightening and fascinating to find that we have some of the same issues that we face in various countries. As president, you gave your annual report to the executive committee today. What are some of the things that IFAJ is working on, especially in terms of expanding membership?
Well, the IFAJ has been what I would probably describe as kind of a sleepy organization for many years. It's more of a fraternal organization based mainly with European journalists for many, many years. And then we kind of branched out in the 60s and 70s and 80s and started moving toward other areas of the world. And we've tried very hard the last 4 to 5 years to make it a more professional, a more dynamic organization, an organization where you can go to the website, you can get a newsletter, you can really focus on professional development activities. You can, for example, the photo contest, which was just started 6 years ago, you try to find things that are relevant to every member, and photography is one of those areas. You can look at a photograph, can have judges look at several photographs and try and make comments about what is good or bad about a photograph. So we have a contest, we have a writing contest, we have young journalists coming in to try and help kind of show them the ropes of what these congresses are all about. Right now, we're working on expanding membership. We are targeting different countries around the world where we want to aggressively seek out and recruit membership. Other countries, for one reason or another, they may come to the IFAJ website, which is ifaj.org, and they may come there and they may, seek us out to try to join up with us, and we try to establish a relationship with them. This year, we are inducting two new countries to IFAJ, Slovenia, which is in Eastern Europe, and Kenya, which, of course, is in Africa. And we are also making some plans to possibly hold a Congress in 3 or 4 years for the first time in South America. So along with, I might add, too, that we had our first Congress in the Far East in 2007. So we're trying to go to all sorts of different places. The IFAJ is no longer just a European-based organization. It's an organization that a lot of people can get a lot out of all over the world.
Now, you talked about also using the website, and you mentioned it a little bit more, more to help reach out and perhaps have more have it in different languages.
We have found that the language issue is perhaps one of our biggest challenges. We found out that it costs a lot of money to make lots of translations. But in my opinion, we must have more languages on our website. We need German. We need Spanish. One of our official languages is French, but the French are not in IFAJ at the moment. So we realize that that is an issue, and we are going to try and work on that. But if you went to the website right now, first of all, you might say, you might look at this, and 2 years ago, we didn't even have a really nice website. We had one of the most antique websites on the web. And now we have a brand new one. It's only a year old, and we're adding new pages to it every week. We're getting more breaking news on there. We're having professional development articles on there. And as long as you can, you know, if you're English is your second language, you can sift through those articles and still get something out of those articles. We have great plans to have a web-based photo database, a photography freelance database, where a freelancer can put in thumbnails of their examples of their work, contact information. So if you are working on some publication in America and you need a photograph of a farmer in Ireland, you can go to our website and find a photographer or a writer. So we're working on these kinds of ways to help journalists cross over the country barriers.
Another thing that you did in the last year was hire a secretary to kind of centralize the organization so that people have a place that they can easily contact?
Exactly. We have a person. We went out and asked for submissions to all over the world for people, and we had 10 requests to become our part-time executive secretary. We settled on a person who is located in Holland. Her name is Connie Seamus, and she has really helped us move the organization forward from a professional standpoint. In the past, we had depended on one of our elected presidium officers to do all the sort of nitty-gritty paperwork and administrative things. And now that person is freed up to do professional development things and help the leadership team of IFAJ sort of plan out the strategic vision for the organization. So it's freed up one of our officers to do those kinds of things, and while Connie can work on a lot of the other kind of issues that help us kind of seamlessly pave our way through all sorts of things, from awards and planning our business meeting, which takes place in Berlin every January in conjunction with Green Week, to also planning and working with the Congress organizers every year. So the addition of Connie has been a tremendous asset to the IFAJ.
Well, I can see how it would be, especially when you're running basically a volunteer organization. But it's still a big step for an organization to make to decide to pay someone to do something.
Well, if you can imagine the fact that we all have real jobs, we all live all over the world, and you know, we couldn't have done any of this really without the technology that we have today. We have email, we have Skype, we have the website. I imagine in 1953 and 54, I think back about the history of this organization and when those guys first got together. There's a Swiss guy, a French guy, Germans, Belgians. They all got together in a meeting and said, you know, we ought to have an organization. And they had maybe a phone call, maybe the post office, some letters back and forth. We're able to do these things now. And, of course, with Connie there in the middle of all this, it's really been outstanding.
Speaking of history, you also mentioned that you're trying to put together a history of IFAJ.
We've decided that, like any organization, it is a tremendous asset to, if you know where you've been, you have a little better idea of where you're going. And this organization has been around now for over 50 years. We have a document that is just in the planning stages, but it's about 8,000 words, and it gives a very detailed description. Who were the first members? How did this thing start? Why did it start? When did we first bring America and North America into to the mix? You might be interested to know that in the 60s, the Europeans decided they needed to kind of branch out, and I think it was first called the International Union of Agriculture Journalists. And the Americans were approached, and the Americans said, we'll join your organization, but we really have a problem with the word union. So we need to change that, and they changed the title to International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. Anyway, these are the little things that you find out when you go through the history. We didn't know, you know, when the writing contest started, and started back in the 80s, or 90s, and we revamped it a few years ago. And so these are the kinds of things that you learn, and you have a better appreciation about an organization, I think, when you find out the history of the organization.
All right, very good. I think we'll stop there, Mike. That's a lot of good information. And if people want to know more about IFAJ, the website again is ifaj.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman in Fort Worth.